Former comedian Jimmy Kimmel, who still hosts a late night show on ABC, just committed a crime live on the air by telling a joke, because under Marxist regimes, jokes are crimes. Of course, in a normal society, it would obviously be just a joke. But if we're going to hold him to the same standards that the Democrats are trying to put us up to, then he should be indicted.
I don't know if you guys know about this, but we have an election coming up on... I feel pretty relaxed about it. I've really been enjoying the week. It's in times like these, it's important to remember that cannabis is legal in our state.
So he's quite nervous about it, obviously, as all the Democrats are on edge, as the whole country is on edge.
But you have to vote.
But here's the crime.
If you can vote early, vote early. If you can't vote early, vote on time. If you want to vote for Trump, vote late, vote very late. Do your voting on Thursday or maybe Friday. This will be my third time voting.
That would be felony voter interference if he was a Republican. You may recall that last year, a Trump supporter was sentenced to 7 months in prison for posting a meme in 2016, Douglas Mackey, who was indicted in January of 2021, just days after Joe Biden was sworn into office and the Marxists took over the Department of Justice, because the meme that he posted 5 years earlier joked about how Democrats could text in their vote for Hillary. Remember that story? Not only indicted, but a kangaroo court, a jury of Marxists in New York who had Trump derangement syndrome, convicted him, and then the judge sentenced him to 7 months in prison. The same joke that this supposed comedian, Christina Wong, had posted about Republicans texting in their vote, and the annual election joke about how the opposition votes on Wednesday. And she is so bold, she left this up for the last 8 years. And if Donald Trump wins next week, then it's only fair that his Justice Department indict her as well.
Hey, everybody. This is Christina Wong. And I'm coming out. I'm a Trump supporter. And I just want to remind all my fellow Chinese Americans for Trump, people of color for Trump, to vote. Vote for Trump on Wednesday, November 9th. Really important day. We're going to show this country who's boss. And that's our man, Donald Trump.
This woman should be indicted not only for voter fraud, but also for telling the lamest joke in the history of politics. Some of the allegations in the videos coming out from polling centers is not a laughing matter, however. Like this one in Kentucky, claiming to show that the voting machine would not register a vote for Donald Trump and instead automatically tag Kamala Harris when trying to vote for Donald Trump. This screenshot from an electronic voting machine in California shows that Donald Trump's name was nowhere to be seen on the first page. You had to scroll down and then click the next screen in order to access his name. And then this picture did get a community note, which actually is a pretty helpful feature. It can be weaponized and abused, but more often than not, it actually is a great feature on Twitter, where it claims that the order was randomized. And so even if that's the case, it's completely ridiculous that you have to scroll to the next page to get the nominee for a major political party when none of these other candidates have a chance. Look at that. They refused to take Robert F. Kennedy Jr. off the ballot in California, hoping to divert votes from President Trump. And in this new campaign ad, which sounds like a parody, which was put together by a PAC, a political action committee, whose name sounds like a parody, they call themselves Psycho PAC. Okay. It's made up of a bunch of psychologists and psychiatrists who took it upon themselves to diagnose Donald Trump, even though they've never met him, as mentally unfit for office.
To understand why Donald Trump is unfit for office, understand why Trump is a danger to the Republic, you must understand that he is a malignant narcissist.
Malignant narcissists exhibit a grandiose sense of self-importance, derive pleasure from causing harm, and are incapable.
If anybody needs a psychologist, it's this guy. You can just see the horror of whatever the hell this dude has been experiencing in his life written all over his face. That's not a joke, by the way. It's a well-known fact that many psychologists actually get into the field because they themselves are messed up. And they're trying to figure out what's wrong with themselves.
Causing harm and are incapable of caring about other people's feelings.
This explains Donald Trump's pathological lying, his misogyny, his admiration for dictators, and his criminal behavior.
Trump is incapable of caring about you, our country, and the Constitution that a president swears to faithfully execute.
He's a psycho, don't you know? I'm sorry, sir, but Halloween was yesterday. It doesn't take a clinical psychologist, however, to figure out what's wrong with Kamala Harris. It just takes an ordinary person 2 seconds, as this guy figured out, who was featured on the Australian Today Show.
Now to the United States, where Donald Trump is putting on a massive show in his hometown of New York City.
Tell me, I know that Kamala Harris seems to have a problem with young men. Why do you think that is?
Because she's stupid. I'm sorry for my language too, but she's an absolute idiot. The issue with Kamala Harris is she's scripted. The reason people love Trump is he made politics entertaining. Like, when he talks, he might say some wild stuff, but you could tell it's from the heart.
And out of sheer panic, the celebrity endorsements continue to roll out on a daily basis for Kamala Harris. And, of course, MSNBC interrupts their regularly scheduled programming to bring you the breaking news that a celebrity likes one particular candidate over another.
Huge news breaking moments ago. If you're a fan of excellence on the court and democracy in general, NBA superstar LeBron James has announced his endorsement for Vice President Kamala Harris, citing the racist comments about Puerto Rico made at Donald Trump's Madison Square Garden rally.
Look at how miserable this poor woman is without her soul, which she sold to MSNBC for, I mean, it's not cheap. Millions of dollars a year, but still, I'm sorry, my soul is priceless. It's big breaking news now in America when a moron who can't even read past page one on a book has endorsed a political candidate. Seriously, every single photo of him seen pretending or trying to read a book shows that he's on page one. Not finishing the book, not halfway through the book, on page one. The Democrats have played all their cards. They have nothing. And so they've resorted to recycling age-old, debunked fake news that Donald Trump's a racist, that he's a fascist, that he's a sexist, etc., etc. Here's Kamala pretending to be offended by something that Donald Trump said, which was taken clearly out of context by the fake news industrial complex.
We'll comment on the former president Donald Trump's remark about women and
how he's trying to protect them
and whether they like it or not. And listen, it's just, it actually is, I think, very offensive to women in terms of not understanding their agency, their authority, their right, and their ability to make decisions about their own lives, including their own bodies.
First of all, he said that he's not going to sign a national abortion ban. That's up to the states. Second of all, he was talking about protecting women, like from the migrant invasion that you and old Joe have allowed, and from the rainbow people, the gender benders, invading their locker rooms.
I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them.
See, they didn't show that part.
Protect them from migrants coming in. I'm going to protect them from foreign countries that want to hit us with missiles and lots of other things.
And while Kamala's camp is hoping to forget that Joe Biden called us trash, even though they've been calling us Nazis for the last 2 weeks nonstop, really for the last 8 years on and off. Some Democrats, however, like this former CNN contributor, Mark Lamont Hill, who insists that black people can't be racist, he at least comes out and admits how they really feel about us.
These are deplorable people. Anyone in 2024 that is willing to vote for Donald Trump is deplorable, and it's a morally indefensible position.
Also yesterday, J.D. Vance appeared on the Joe Rogan podcast, and while I didn't see any clips of any, you know, big bombshell revelations from the interview, it is fantastic that he did that because huge podcast, obviously, and many of the Joe Rogan listeners may have completely disengaged from all media, all election stuff altogether. So it's fantastic to allow them to actually hear directly from J.D. Vance himself, where he said this about Kamala Harris.
The only way I can describe it is she talks in circles.
Yeah.
Right? It's like...
Tim Dillon says it's like she does gypsy curses because she speaks in gypsy curses.
That's very good. But it's, you know, we need to build an opportunity economy, because if Americans don't have opportunity, then they're not going to have the opportunity to be Americans.
And if you don't vote for Donald Trump as soon as possible, Tuesday, obviously, at the very latest, then you are garbage, because it's not going to be all fun and games, like watching old Joe stumble over his words. This is going to be the person who is the leader of America. This is going to be the cackling hyena, the satanic witch who is going to run this country.
We're here because we're fighting for a democracy.
You are fighting for a communist revolution, ma'am.
Fighting for a democracy. And understand the difference here.
Oh, we understand the difference between communism and a republic, which is why we are going to hopefully be able to save what's left of this republic on Tuesday. Some of you watching right now aren't going to vote. Something's going to happen. The line's going to be too long. You're going to have to pick up your kids from dance class or football practice. So the car's going to break down, or you're going to get sick. There's going to be some kind of an emergency. You're going to have to work overtime. Someone's not going to come in. You're going to have to take a second shift. And so you better drop your ballot off and plan your vote, because if you miss this, if you do not vote, you are garbage. I don't know how else to put it. This isn't like forgetting to send in a rebate to get your $10 cash back. And, oh, well, time expired. Oh, well, it's not that big of a deal. This is a big deal. This is the biggest deal. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here. Check back on a regular basis. Thanks for all your support. Stay tuned, and I will see you soon.